Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Wow.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Prime coming back with another episode of the PNP. I'm here, my co-host Lee Boy TV. Lee Boy, say what's up to the people.
Lee Boy back in effect. I'm feeling rejuvenated today. I don't know. I got some extra energy, extra pep in my step. And yeah, I like this topic. So what's up, Brian?
So yeah, I was like, hey, we're gonna do Sister Act, which we were supposed to do Sister Acts earlier, but
when it first got added to Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
yep.
So neither here nor there. So we are going to do Sister Act today.
In appreciation of Women's History Month, right?
Yes.
Is it? Yep. Is that what we're doing?
Yep. This is a classic, but to tell you the truth, I just recently seen it in 2021 for the first time.
Wow. You know what? And I hadn't seen it in about 10 years, I think, at least, because I think I was just so stuck on Sister Act 2, Lauryn Hill. Is it Toby? Is that a guy's name? Look, I'm getting names wrong already. Oh, Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. That whole scene. So, yeah, I was stuck on Sister Act 2. And then obviously with the kids and the hip hop, Frank K, you know, it's just stuck in my mind a little bit more. But when I sit down and watch Sister Act 1, you're absolutely right. It's a classic.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with Sister Act 1. Like, I've seen bits and pieces, but I never seen the whole movie. And then one day my sister just put it on and I was just like there. So I just had to watch. And then I was like, OK, it's kind of cool.
And then the story is actually, we'll talk about it, but the story is actually better than Sister Act 2, I think. I think it's a little bit better.
I mean, Sister Act 2 is technically not a story. It's just like a problem that they have. And then they're like, oh, okay, we can solve it. Okay,
right. Well, yeah. Right. So, but, yeah, I like the development of Sister Act 1. So we're gonna get into it. That's what we do on the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. So
yeah. So we got Oprah Winfrey. Who's playing Dolores? And
Oprah, wait, you didn't disrespect.
I said Oprah Winfrey.
On Women's History Month, you gonna disrespect Whoopi like that?
I was looking at the hair when she has it out. Sorry. Oh, oh my God.
It's the W's, the Winfrey, the Whoopies. That's we gonna put it on that.
Nah,
all right.
Nah, Freudian slip. Let me. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You just said the name. God.
Whoopi Goldberg, starring as
Whoopi Goldberg, yes.
Dolores Vanacartier. Is that that's her name, right? Dolores Vanacartier.
I believe so. Yes, we got Dolores. She's a lounge singer, pretty much. She got Jennifer Lewis on the background vocals, though. Okay,
that was dope. That was dope.
Well, yeah, basically Dolores is dating this like mob, maybe drug lord or whatever, mob boss. And basically he don't want to leave his wife and, you know, doing all this stuff. So everything he gives her is something from his wife.
Oh, the Mink. He almost her got mink, her back with that purple almost, mink, but
until she seen the name in it. Yep. But then, you know, she goes to tell him that she don't like it, and then she walks in on somebody getting shot dead. And then
what's up with these guys just killing people in the back of the casino? Like, is this really how it goes down?
When you're a mob boss, you don't care where you kill somebody. So probably
they don't got no plastic down. They stepping all in the blood. Like, these is like murder 101. Like, come on now. You're going to get caught, sir. You're tracking DNA evidence all over the casino.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they know how to dispose of the body. Or that's why they had a silencer, so they could just say he was just shot. Like, they don't even gotta. He was just shot. That's all they know. So, Dolores is in the witness protection program. And why does this guy look like Christopher Williams? You know what I'm talking about?
Williams.
The cop.
Okay. But who is Christopher Williams?
The guy that.
That looks like Al Sure?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. They are. They all give me that same vibe. Yes, I do agree.
That could have been him, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know if that was him or not, but.
What else is this guy in? Because I do recognize his face. I think from being a cop in another movie. I'm not sure, but
She's in witness protection, getting protected by Christopher Williams, whatever his dude name is. And she goes to be a nun, technically. She has to go to this church. Now, if you was in this similar situation, would you be nun Leon? Like, how would you do?
A priest? Could I play a priest if necessary?
Yes.
Better than Dolores. I mean, when she first got there, she was talking about, you know what, I can't do this. I'm gonna just go work it out with Vince. Like, do you know this man is trying to kill you? Like, I
I
think I would have
mean,
took it a lot more seriously. I mean, we gonna talk about it, but she's
yeah.
going in and out the convent, and but yeah, I think I would have been a little bit more straight-laced than her. I just love when she first showed up, the head nun was like, absolutely not. Like, she took one look at it. Was that racist? Like, what
No,
about her
no, no.
was that bad that she's just
When you're
like,
a
no.
nun, when you're a nun, and then you see somebody who's a lounge singer with their hair all out and they're in trouble, you're gonna be like, no.
Absolutely not. I'm like, damn, she just looked at her. But that's prejudice. I mean, at the least, it's prejudice. She prejudged the lady based on her hair.
I
I'm
mean,
like, Lord.
they did have problems at first, so she was kind of right. Until
Oh, she
Dolores
was
said, all
right.
right, all right, all right. Dolores said, all right, I'll take it seriously. But long story short, she puts Dolores in charge of the choir, which the choir sucks. We've seen the earlier footage of the choir singing, they suck, they're horrible. So, she puts Dolores in charge. First of all, Dolores is there one day and they sound better than however long they've been with this other choir director. It's
Literally,
like,
yeah, one session of give me an A, D flat, F, and they, oh, it's like, okay, she done got them together. I mean, she obviously she has expertise from her previous position as a lounge singer in Reno, but yeah, for them to be practicing all that time and then to be so bad, and then y'all pretty good to be so bad. Look.
one of my favorite characters is probably Mary. What is her
It's a lot
name?
of
The nice
Marys.
one. The nice one. The one that,
Yeah.
oh my God.
But
Mary,
yeah.
I don't want to say Mary Thomas, but it probably is Mary Thomas.
Yeah, the soft spoken yeah, the soft spoken
Mary
one,
Roberts. Mary Roberts.
Mary Roberts. And like you said, they're pretty much mostly Marys, right? Mary
No,
Claire,
they're all
Mary
Mary.
Thomas, they're all
They're all
Marys.
Mary. Yes.
No, but she, like you said, and she I like when they start her off because like she's like, girl, I see your mouth moving, but ain't nothing coming out, right? And so she brings her up, puts her hand in a little belly, like, come on, I need you to use your diaphragm on this one. It's like, girl, you can blow. She hit that note.
Nah, she's probably one of the best voices in the whole movie. Her and Mary, the other Mary, because she was just loud. She was just loud, so.
What the, I think her name is Catherine Ngenyi, I
Yeah,
believe.
Captain Jamie, yeah.
Yes,
She was
from.
just loud.
She was in
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, yeah, but yeah, her character, both of those characters, probably, yes, those are definitely the favorites of the nuns. I love the old stern nun too. That was the former choir director. She's got some funny elements as well.
Yeah, because she was nice and but bitter at the same time.
As they all do, but so yeah, in the beginning, like you said, they can't even sing. They go from not being able to sing to being able to sing in seconds. And then Dolores automatically, or almost from the beginning, introduces this worldly concept to their choir where they're remixing songs. Well, first they remix the church song. Oh, Maria. That used to be a jam right there. Hey, when they started clapping, that's what AJ Johnson did. You priest was like, they was walking out the streets right into the
She
churches.
basically did what they did on like a lot of shows, like just put God in it, and then you just saying this like put God in it. That's what they did.
My
Bro.
God,
Oh my
my God,
gosh,
no,
like
handsome face. God is handsome now, like.
yeah, nah. This whole like first, I would say first to almost second act, first and a half to second goes like fairly quickly in my opinion. Like I felt like they spend the whole movie in the church, but they don't. Like, it's just a good balance to me. It's a good balance of in the church, because you forget that she even like running, but you know, hiding from somebody at one point.
Right. She really dives into the culture, and I guess it took her a while. She wasn't taking it serious. I mean, we already talked about when she first got there, she's like, I just work it out with Vince. She started calling up Detective Souther saying, you gotta get me out of here. He's trying to tell her it's a mole in the police station. You can't be calling me up here. She when they first get their first positive feedback, she gonna convince the whole convent, say, we're gonna take it out to the people, we're gonna help the whole community, we're going out. They're going to the bar like, you're
Yep,
supposed to be hiding out.
she definitely finessed the mother. She was like, well, I think this is all her idea, and it was like, oh, that's a good idea. It's like, that part was funny too.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was definitely awesome. And then, so when they go out to the community, that's when the news cameras pop out. They're like, first of all, this community, oh, it was towed down. Like, how much graffiti can you get? Like, I don't know if that was very believable, especially up in San Francisco. Maybe in the 90s, I'm not sure, but it was like, damn, like, what's wrong with this area? But so they cleaning it up and
Yep, cleaning it up. They
getting it
putting
together.
on concerts and
And then the news cameras pop up. She trying to hide her face behind a baby. She got Dolores, take your
because
behind
even
back in the convent.
the cop was looking. He was like, "What is she doing?" Then the lady, the wife was watching, and then the guy didn't see it, but it was on the TV because his wife was watching it.
Okay, see, look, I kind of had to get through it a little fast, so I didn't see that part, or maybe wasn't paying attention, but I was like, ah, oh, is this? I had to make sure I had to watch all the way to the end because I had to figure out how they found her in this convent. And so it wasn't that, and she got hella lucky because really Detective
Oh
Souther
yeah.
should have moved. He should have moved her right then.
No, because his wife was like, come look at this, come look at this. And he was like, no. And then when he looked at it, they were off screen by then. And then when he turned away, she was back on screen. And then when he looked, she was off screen again. So I was like, okay.
That's the movie magic.
Yeah.
Because
But I mean, if you
definitely.
want to go to how she got caught, he did say there was a mole. And this mole, seen he seen the address, he was like, convict. Okay, so then he calls the guy, and then I don't know if you fast forward the scene or not, but the guy, Christopher Williams, we're just gonna call him Christopher Williams. He comes in there, he leaves his office. He's like, all right, I'll be back. He leaves his office and he's like, Jimmy's taking a phone call? What do you mean Jimmy's taking a phone call? He goes back in there, Jimmy's on the phone. He comes in, punches him right in
No
the
questions, like, bro, you gotta at least confront me first before you just knock me out like that. Come on.
He punches him in the face and he's the mole. They just gonna believe him at first sight. What if he was lying though? Like for real. Like,
And yeah,
what
he
if he
gonna
was the
say,
mole and just trying to blame somebody else? They ask no questions.
Yeah, they gonna say, jam him up, whatever he said, lock him up, and they gonna take him. Like, bro, this is a police station. You gotta hit me with some charges or something. You can't just drag me away because I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
What is going
But
on
yeah.
around here?
But they gotta race to Dolores, and then he gets there. They have a performance for the Pope that day, and Dolores like, look, I'm not gonna walk away. He was like, they know where you are, they're about to come here. She was like, all right, what are they gonna do, shoot me in front of the Pope? He was like, yeah. So
These guys are crazy. You already seen they shoot somebody right in front of your
yeah.
behind, and then tried to act like nothing happened. I had to rewind to that because he didn't shot. Remember, he shot the guy in front of
He
Dolores.
was like, oh, you good, you like the
You
coat? She
good?
was like,
Oh, I'll meet you at home, babe. Everything's great.
like that part, he was like, oh, is the coat all right? She was like, huh? Is the coat all right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I like it. Like, and then when she walked away, he was like, did she seem funny to y'all? Like,
Yeah,
she
she
just watched you
seemed
kill
funny, but
somebody. Yes, she me.
so I mean, to fast forward back to where we are, yes, he will shoot you right in front of the Pope. He shoots you right in front of the stand if he have to. Or he definitely gonna at least drag you out, and he'll drag you right out of that service for sure. You know he gonna do that. I mean, and then this chase, because obviously they pick up Dolores at the church. Throw her and Sister Mary Roberts in the car. She tell her to jump out the car and all this stuff.
Now, to
I
be
mean,
honest with you,
these guys are messy, man.
I don't know about jumping out the car while it was moving, though. I
That's what
mean,
I'm saying. Look,
but hey,
it
if
got
that's the
kind
case,
of
why didn't
messy.
she jump out too?
Definitely, all you, yeah. I mean, you could have just hit him the way you hit them every other time and just ran out. I definitely would have been jumping out that car. She seemed like along for the ride. She really did. Like, it's like, are
I
you
guess she
gonna put up a
wanted.
fight?
I guess she wanted to go, and she didn't want them to hurt the other sister. So I guess that checks out. But
But
I
look,
would have
even
tried
when
my
they were
hardest.
taking her away in the alley, I don't know if you remember, she's not screaming or nothing. And then she passes Christopher Williams, Bill Nunn, while she's getting dragged away. She's not saying, Detective Souther. There's a, like, come on
Oh,
now.
they did
Like,
cover her mouth too, so
she
hey.
could, you know, she ready to fight. I think she could have put up a better fight than that. But
She
neither
could have,
here and
she
there. It's a
could
movie. It's a movie.
have.
So.
So then they're like, then the truth has come out. It's like, okay, Sister Mary Clarence, she's not Mary Clarence, she's Dolores, she's a lounge singer, she's here to witness protection, and she's in trouble. So then they're like, what? What? And so then they're like, where did she go? We got to get to Reno. So then they like guilt this guy into giving them a plane ride to Reno,
Which
and
is amazing.
that scene was funny
Probably
too.
it was a well-written scene. They're like, Lord, please help this guy. Don't make him go bald and destitute and be by himself and die alone and all this. And he didn't help us. And even though he didn't help us, please help him and blah, blah, blah. And they just follow him around, start cornering him. He's like, all right, ladies, let me see what I can do. Right.
So yeah,
Which
so
is
they
totally
all in the
unrealistic.
plane.
Ain't
Yeah,
nobody
definitely.
taking no 15 nuns to Reno from
I
San
mean, if they
Francisco for
guilt them, if they
free.
guilt them enough, then maybe they guilt them enough. Or
Hey,
maybe it's not
look,
free. Maybe, yeah, man, they're nuns. Never
come
mind. But so they get to Reno, like 15 nuns pop out of this plane. They go into the casino, and everybody's in the casino. It's like, oh, it's all these nuns in here. All right, so. They got Dolores, and he tells them to shoot Dolores, but they are like, she's a nun. I don't want to shoot a nun. So then they can't do it. They think she's playing this act as if she's a real nun. So she's like doing the extra, she's doing the extra nun stuff.
God forgive them for they know not what they do, and God forgive them for their sins. And she's very calm. She's
Doing the extra nun
forgiving.
stuff.
I forgive you, Vince. Like, why is she acting so weird?
Then
She,
they're like, I can't do it. He's like, it's Dolores.
it's the,
Shoot
she's
her.
a broad.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, she ain't no nun. All right. You know what he
Yeah.
wanted to say. I done done
Yeah.
too much with this. I done seen all the crevices of this lady. She ain't no damn nun.
Yeah, but anyways, the nuns actually come in, they save her, then they like put a cocoon around her because she's still in her outfit. They're all in their outfit. So they put a cocoon in her, and then the one guy thinks he catches the nun, and then it's like one of the old ladies. He's like, hey, I got you. She was like, hi, sunshine, or something like that.
Then
But then they're
Dolores.
cornered.
No, wait,
Oh, sorry.
before that though, she make her way to that crap table. Or no, it was actually damn. Oh, she make her way to one of the tables. She's like, bet everything on red 23. And they all bet. And she was like, red 15. She's like, I'm just testing y'all. She made everybody at the table lose their money and then say, excuse me, I gotta go. Like, first off, why are you still run? I would have just stayed right there. You don't have to shoot me in front of all these people. She keep running to cuts and
I
dark
mean,
corners and
technically,
hallways.
he they but they followed her the first time when they went through the club. They followed her, and it was like shooting at her
In the
in the
casino,
club. Yeah,
they crazy, yeah.
that first time, because when she got away, she went through the dining area, and then she went through this thing. It was like in the ground. I don't know how to explain that
Yeah,
part,
she
but
really popped out the sewer down there, basically.
yeah.
It wasn't really the
But
sewer, but yeah, she just lifted up a whole like sidewalk.
yeah.
Hey, when you
So
gotta go, you
convenient,
gotta go.
so convenient, right?
Right.
But so they all kind of corner her, and then he's like, all right, come on now. So she's out, and then he's about to shoot her. And I like this scene. He's about to shoot her, and then like the cops shoot him, and then all the sisters like they thought that she got shot. Let's see, because I think when he does it, like they break the glass, so it's like glass breaking as he shoots them. And then they were just like, oh, I thought you were gone. And then, of course, Mary Clarence has to, she whatever she said, she was almost about to say a cuss word. And then the sister was like, Mary Clarence. I
Oh,
forgot
she
what
was
she was
about
about
to
to
say
say.
F you, and she said, bless you. She was
Yeah,
like,
I got two
Vince.
words for you. She's like, I got two words
for you.
Mary Clarence. Bless you. And I think she threw something at him, like a towel or something. Well, yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
And then while he getting dragged away, he's like, how could you do this to me? The betrayal. Bro, you didn't shot at me, man. You ordered my death 3-4 times already. Got me snatched out the convent. Gave me a purple mink from your wife. What loyalty? What betrayal? You killing people. Yeah. It's Sister Mary Clarence got the swag. She got the swag. So without her, it's just not the same. Just not the same. So, I mean, and that's just an ode to Whoopi, man. She did a great job in this role. Hell no. In case they get edited up, I didn't say Oprah. I never called her Oprah. That was prime, all prime. But Lord. But no, Whoopi, I mean, it's just she did awesome in this role. She has the comedic timing. She sang a little bit. I think there was a couple times that wasn't her. I'm not sure. I think in the beginning.
Now, I know she's a real singer, so that would make sense for her to sing.
Yeah. Maybe it just didn't sound like her when she was a lounge singer, or they didn't do a great job of dubbing the audio. Who knows? But you could tell she sings a big portion of it. And so she did amazing at that, comedic timing, actual acting chops. You know, she's from Color Purple. She done, you know, she didn't take on some serious roles, Ghost and all those things. So we know she could get down when it comes to the skills of acting. So she's just well-rounded. And this movie was an instant classic from the first time I seen it. And then, I got stuck on Sister Act 2, but going back to Sister Act 1, it's definitely worth a couple watches.
We're just gonna go through this quickly. We're gonna go through this nostalgia star.
Yes,
what do you give? We got cast, fandom, plot, production, and longevity. Let's go with cast. I'm gonna say this cast, if not an A, a B plus, because they got Whoopi Goldberg, Kathy Najimy. Those are like the big two. They got Christopher Williams now. It does have like a good few people, but they're all, if not known at that time. So I guess you can give it a B.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I'm gonna give it a. I'm right there at a B plus. You know, it could easily be an A minus. You know, there's no crazy, you know, leading star. Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, even at the time,
yeah, at this time, Whoopi was couldn't do nothing wrong. So.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of the cast, definitely all supporting cast members. But from this movie, obviously a couple of them, you know, continued on and did well in their careers. I'll say B plus, because I'm just thinking about the names right now. Even the guy that played Vince, the mobster, I believe I've seen him in a couple things, as well as one of the other mobsters, not really too sure, but that just kind of speaks. We don't really know the names too well. We don't really know their projects too well. So I would give it a B plus, because they did excellent. They had excellent performance, though. That doesn't take away from any other performances. This is just as far as big names attracting the Hollywood blockbuster crowd. So I don't think it was that, but it turned into that for sure, which is why they made Sister Act 2 so fast.
Yeah. For the plot, I'm going to say this is an A plot, because It's just, it makes sense. Everything kind of just swoops in and makes sense, and they all kind of connected together. So I would give it an A.
Yeah, I give it an A as well. This is a great story. This is a classic story, and it's not one that we, I mean, you see things like this where people hide out and things like that and pretend to be people they're not. But the whole story of her, running away from her mobster husband or mobster boyfriend, and her being a lounge singer and using her skills to bolster up this church and everything, it flows well. And like you said, it just makes sense throughout. So I give it
Production. I'm gonna give production a B plus because the church scenes were good and that like the shots of where they filmed it were good, but then again, they're in the church most of the time. So it's like okay.
an A. Yeah, I mean, I give it an A. I like the locations. I think that's what I probably like the most. They picked a great church. The casino in Reno looked great. I mean, when you got a big city like that, I think they may have had to pull back from Las Vegas. You never know.
Yeah,
But
and also the lounge too was good too. The
the
lounge
lounge
that
was
they
good.
did.
That's what I'm saying. It all looks real legit. They have the helicopter scene, which is pretty good. The only thing that doesn't make sense to me is them, and this might be more in the plot or something, but just them going back and forth from Reno to San Francisco, like driving and stuff, that just seems like a hell of a far drive. I don't know how many hours that is in real life, but they made it seem like Reno and San Francisco is just right there. So I'm gonna have to look that up actually. But
I mean, maybe he's a crime boss. Maybe he just has somebody to fly him in or whatever. Well, who knows?
I mean, the cop, Detective Souther, he made the drive and got there almost at the same time as the nuns. Well, he was kind of late, but
He called for a helicopter.
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, well, that
He
makes sense
called for a helicopter and then he called the Reno police. So all those
then.
policemen are Reno police, not San Francisco police. So.
And it's a three hour drive, so yeah,
Okay.
so
'Cause
it's
I
probably
know
quick on helicopter.
the detective, they all are in Reno. Like his station is in Reno. But he went to San Francisco to protect her. So then I guess when she was gone, he was like, "All right, and give me that helicopter." And then again, they could have drove. It was daytime when they left, and then it was nighttime when they got there, so they could have drove them 3 hours too. We don't, you know.
They should have
I guess they
shot
leave it
her.
up
They
to
should have
us.
shot her in those 3 hours, just saying,
Well, I mean, they probably wanted him to shoot her.
Right, he wanted to
You know,
confirm since they couldn't get it
you
done the first time.
know, the villain's got to make a speech. I should
Yeah,
have shot you in
right.
my bedroom. You know,
Just
they got
do
to
it.
make
I
that
hate when they
speech.
be doing that. Why are you about to just get it done? Why are you wasting time? Don't you know that the movie is about to turn in the wrong direction for you, sir? Get it done already.
Yeah,
Y'all
he don't know
got a
he's in the
speech.
movie, so hey.
These people are about to die. They don't need to know this information. What is that
Yep.
going to do?
Yep.
They did. Oh, I
Okay, so
hate
what
that.
about longevity?
Longevity, I mean, to me, that's a plus, damn near. I mean, this
Yeah.
movie still, there's no nothing to really be desired from the acting. The production held up pretty well. The stars became bigger stars in the long run, and it's still getting added to platforms like Disney Plus, obviously. And it seems like it's doing pretty well there. It's always on the top feed. Maybe that's just because of my algorithm on Disney Plus, but yeah, I mean, I give it an A, strong A, maybe A plus. I think it holds up
Okay.
well.
Yeah, I would give it an A too. And they're on a lot of different things, obviously, like a lot of different platforms. And it's always people always like Sister Act. And I know that they are making a Sister Act 3. I don't know. I don't. I'm gonna just be honest. I might not like it because it's Tyler Perry is doing it, and I don't know how to feel about that. So. Hey,
Oh
it's gonna be a
no,
Disney Plus
no.
original. It's gonna be a
Are
Disney
you
Plus original,
serious,
but hey.
Tyler Perry? I mean, did you see the new Madea?
No, I don't watch Madea
You don't
movies.
watch it? It was
No,
not.
because they
It
are
was not.
horrible. I don't
It
watch
was
them movies.
horrible. It was the same movie as all the rest of them. I can't believe I even wasted my time like that. But Yeah, man, that doesn't sound too appealing to me. I'm not a big fan of Tyler Perry. Is he? Please don't tell him he gonna be Dolores
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I don't
McCarthy.
think he's gonna. Nah, I don't think he's gonna be. I
Are
don't
you
think he's
gonna be
gonna be
Dolores?
like dressed up. I don't think he's gonna be dressed up in it.
Please don't put him in a nun costume. Please, Lord, don't do it to him like that, man. Do not do that. Do not put him in no nun costume.
All right, and fandom. I'm gonna say fandom was an A too because everybody loves Sister Act, especially
Every, I
Sister Act
mean,
two.
anybody
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
seen, I've never heard no one say that this was not a good movie, ever. Sister Act One, Sister Act Two. We're gonna see about Sister Act Three. Come on, Tyler Perry, don't mess it up for us. But the fandom, I think, is definitely there, and I think that speaks to why they're doing a third sequel or trilogy in 20 years later. I mean, it's only right. Hopefully, they get it right. But I'm definitely here to. I'm gonna definitely give it a watch. Definitely give it a watch, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, for me, I mean, I'm a fan. Definitely a fan. So, I'm gonna give it an A.
Real quick, I'm gonna read this from Roger Ebert. What's this that? He says, "Now I am left with this dilemma. Would I have enjoyed the movie more if I knew nothing about it going in? That's a good question. Since the trailer reveals almost every big laugh in the movie, so that when they come along and nod the recognition, we nod in recognition instead of laughing in surprise." Sister Act is a release from Touchstone, which was notorious a few years ago for essentially revealing the whole movie in its trailers. The studio said it was going to reform, but seeing the trailer for Sister Act was significant. Oh my God. Significantly. I don't know how to say that word. Anyways,
Significantly.
yes. Reduced the enjoyment of anyone seeing the film. So I
I
guess he
mean,
saw the trailer and then he was upset about it. So.
I can see that. I mean, some of the trailers, when you do watch them from back in the day, like Home Alone trailers and stuff, they do be telling a whole lot of the movie. But I mean, you got to get people out there to see it. It's not like social media back in the day where, the stories just circulate, pictures and backgrounds, and the actors are helping promote it. You got to put out some of the stories so people want to go check it out. But yeah, I could see where if they had her already in a nun costume in the trailer, it's like that's the whole movie.
Okay. I'm
That's
gonna
the
just
whole
say
movie.
Phantom is an A. That's all we got. That's all I got to say. Phantom is an A.
For sure. I mean,
Obviously.
I'm actually, for me personally, I'm have it at A plus just because I just love this series. I think it's definitely classic 90s films.
You're not gonna love the series as a whole if it's a third one with Tyler Perry. You ain't gonna love it.
We
The
but it isn't
series.
that
We'll
ain't
see.
today. We don't
We'll
gotta
see.
worry about that right now. We can revisit it. We can do Sister Act 2. When Sister Act 3 come out, we can do Sister Act 2, and then we'll see. We'll see.
Well, yeah, no, that was Sister Act. Lee will let everybody know where to find you.
Man, you can find me at Lee Boy TV. Please get my YouTube a subscribe. I'm gonna try to do some more reactions. I just reacted to the Bel-Air episode 6, which was it was good. It was I don't know. They lose a little bit of steam, but you guys check out my YouTube and hear everything I had to say about it. And then obviously follow me at Lee Boy TV on all socials. Thought I lost my Instagram this week. Boy was stressing. But yeah,
It
please
was
give me a
very
follow.
much stressed out. It was.
I was logged out. But somebody did log in though from a different city. They gave me a message. Somebody in Cathedral City, California is trying to log in. So they had me for about 30 minutes. But that two-factor authentication, y'all make sure y'all have that turned on.
This man was panicking. Is
I was,
somebody
man.
hacking my account? I was like, no. Did they post anything? No.
I thought they was gonna get me with the all them trade cryptocurrencies and make $1,000 today. Oh, I thought they was gonna be hitting up all my people. That's all I was actually concerned about because that's
Like
embarrassing.
a few people that we know that got hacked, and yeah,
Yeah, Marquise. Yeah, I wasn't even that mad about losing all the content because I'm like, oh, I could just repost every. I got all the videos, so I'm like, I'll just
yeah.
repost them all. But yeah, I just didn't want people getting hit up. It's embarrassing, bro.
Oh my God, it's embarrassing and it's annoying because they had to do it like 3 times in a row, and it's like, all right, we know you hacked, but God.
Yeah, they be
Anyway,
spamming. Tell them where to
follow
find your
me,
prime.
Twitter, Instagram, KBNG Prime Time, 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. That's where I'm at. Also follow the podcast, Prime Nostalgia Podcast, P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter. We're gonna be trying to do more stuff on Twitter. Twitter just, I don't know, man. I don't personally like Twitter sometimes, so that's why I be like kind of
We'll
slow
have to
with it,
try
but
out the, maybe we can try out the Twitter space or something. Do some nostalgic content on there.
yeah, we can try that. Yeah.
I don't know if we're gonna get anybody, but we'll see. We got
It
to get up
will.
our Twitter
We'll
following, but.
say that we got to get up our Twitter game because I don't know. I think we got a few hundred, but it's still like
Well, we got to be consistent. We'll get on there. Y'all
yeah.
follow, and then we'll be more consistent. Look, is it chicken
Yes.
for the egg or which one? I don't know.
Whatever the case is. Anyways, we'll see y'all next week. We're gonna keep this Women's History Month going. So we got it. Anyways, from Lee Boy, from Prime, I'm gonna say Prime Time is all I
All
messed
the
that up.
time.
From Lee Boy, from me, I'm gonna say Prime Time is all the time is
All
up.
the time, baby. Rewind it back. All right, we good.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Pow.